I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife sources report it's been a wet spring in West Virginia, but as we move into the summertime, the strong currents of West Virginia's New River are still going to hold trophy smallmouth bass. We'll talk more about a float trip coming up right after this.
If you hunt, fish, or shoot, I've got just one word for you, and that's thanks. Hey, y'all, this is Michael Waddell. Did you know that your license fees and taxes generate $100,000 for conservation every 30 minutes? Heck, if it weren't for us, America would not have the great outdoors that everyone enjoys today. So join me and celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday in September. Get the details at nhfday.org.
With all the rain West Virginia experienced during the spring months, it's not been an easy year thus far on the New River.
We've been behind trying to get out and tag smallmouth because it seems like as soon as the water comes down, starts to clear up, we get another rain, and it comes back up again. So it's just been one high water event after another.
That's Mark Scott, the district fisheries biologist out of Beckley. One big concern is how all of that high water has impacted this year's spawn of the smallmouth.
It's still too early to tell, but there's a chance, you know, if you get enough high water right around the spawning time, which, you know, we have had, that you can lose the spawn for that year. Yeah, 1 year is not a big deal. I mean, we don't like to lose it, but, you know, if we lose 1 year, next year's fine, then we should be all right. But yeah, if you get 2 or 3 years in a row, which we had early in like 2000, 2001, 2002, then you can see some bad fishing in 2 or 3 years down the road because those fish would normally be 10, 12, 13 inches long, and they're not there.
Now, Scott tells us anglers who are willing to endure a little bit of inconvenience can certainly reap big rewards by fishing on the upper New.
Just for an evening float, I like, you know, sandstone to Meadow Creek. I probably, if I could do it with an easy shuttle, Meadow Creek to Glade Creek is a real good float, but you know, the shuttle's about a couple hours long. You know, that kind of, if it's just you and one other person, that ties up all your fishing time and driving. So
other parts of the river further downstream are extremely isolated and frankly too dangerous to tackle on your own, but the fishing is well worth the trip if you can find the right guide.
It kind of protects itself, and the same is true with the whitewater sections further on downstream. You know, you just can't float that. You and me, or you can't go out in a canoe and float that. I mean, we'll kill ourselves. So unless you're with an outfitter, mm-hmm. You really can't do much down there. So it kind of protects itself in that big water. But yeah, in this section, like you say, there's not much access. It's limited.
The New River already an extremely productive water, but as an added advantage, Bluestone Lake just adds to the productivity.
Productivity coming down Bluestone Dam is just phenomenal. Yeah, it's a surface release reservoir. Yeah, it sits there and catches all the sun rays and grows a lot of plankton, and it releases that from the surface release gate down into the stream below. And yeah, that's why you have so many black flies and caddisflies and just aquatic bugs in general. I mean, it's a real, real rich system.
Finding a good outfitter or guiding yourself on the upper part of the New from Sandstone up to Hinton is an excellent way to lay into some big smallmouth in a single day. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.